The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Vic Raghupathy, and here's what's happening. Philadelphia police are looking for the person or people responsible for attempting to blow up an ATM at a sandwich spot in Fishtown early this morning. KYW's John McDevitt reports.
The bomb squad was called out around 1:30 a.m. to the sandwich shop, Johnny's Hots, famous hot sausage, along the 1200 block of North Delaware Avenue. It's up the street from the Rivers Casino. Officials say a powerful explosive device was used to attempt to blow up the ATM in the parking area. Even though the blast caused metal pieces of the ATM to fly 50 feet away, police say no money was accessed. The safe inside was not penetrated. Inspector Scott Small says police are looking for the person or people responsible.
It's a very, very serious crime, because not are you possibly facing federal charges with our ATF task force, but you're looking at charges of reckless endangerment and also using an explosive device to commit a crime. So you're looking at some serious charges, and you'll do some serious jail time if you're apprehended for doing something like this.
Small says there are several surveillance cameras in the area, and hopefully the footage will lead to arrests. In Fishtown, John McDevitt, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
Philly police are investigating a shooting that killed a man and woman in the Mantua neighborhood of West Philadelphia last night. Police say they were both shot around 10 p.m. on Union Street near Fairmount Avenue. They were pronounced dead at the scene shortly thereafter. Officials have identified the victims as 53-year-old Kimo Vaughn of Upper Darby and 28-year-old Tahira Wynn of Toby Hanna. Police didn't find a gun. They have not arrested anyone or identified a motive. Authorities are looking for help finding a suspect. They say to call the city homicide unit or the anonymous tip line if you have any information. A massive fire in Allentown yesterday injured at least five people and displaced several families. At least three firefighters were hurt and two civilians hospitalized after the blaze spread through a handful of row homes. Officials say the three-alarm fire started around 4:30 yesterday evening along the 700 block of Cedar Street before spreading to multiple homes. Brian Onofre witnessed the fire and spoke to our partners at NBC 10.
I was praying to God. I was saying, Lord, please save these people. Don't let nothing happen to them. And yeah, I was just praying.
Around 30 firefighters were on the scene, along with every truck in Allentown's fire department. Fire Captain Mike Pachinka says frigid conditions made the job much harder.
Cold puts a damper on our operation, you know, because you have to watch for slip hazards, obviously, and it's not easy when guys are up on the roof working and it's cold like this and everything's freezing up.
Neighbors tell NBC 10 they helped supply clothes and socks to some of the displaced residents who have kids. Witness Hariel Lopez.
Well, it's Christmas. It's that's sad. You know how many gifts that kids just probably had in all those houses, and it's burnt up in flames. Like, that's everybody's, you know, property, everything they own. Like, it's sad. It's sad. Yeah. I was just, I don't know, heartbroken for them.
Investigators still trying to figure out what caused the fire. Today is the second day of Kwanzaa, which celebrates African history and culture. Day two focuses on self-determination. To commemorate the first night of celebration last night, city leaders joined the Kwanzaa Cooperative to light up Boathouse Row. KYW's Sonny Morgan was there.
Dozens gathered on the first day of the holiday to light the first candle on the Kanara and enjoy sounds from the Taihemba drummers. Martin Augustine Esquire, a member of the Kwanzaa Cooperative, led the crowd in libations, which involves pouring a liquid to honor ancestors. Little Big Sister Band sang Lift Every Voice and Sing, the Black National Anthem, before local leaders took to the podium. Vincent Thompson, Director of Communications for City Council President Kenyatta Johnson, spoke about his advocacy for lighting up Boathouse Row for Kwanzaa over 8 years ago.
I know in a press release that Boathouse Row was lit for every other holiday during the season except Kwanzaa. So I got on the radio and I talked about what I felt was a mistake that needed to be corrected.
Thompson said it took almost a year, but the then mayor, Jim Kenney, held the first Boathouse Row lighting in 2017. Maisha Sullivan Ongoza, founding member and chair of the Kwanzaa Cooperative, was the one to light the first candle, representing unity, and says it's important to keep teaching about the holiday.
The Kwanzaa Cooperative is to make sure that we always educate about the origins of it, where it came from, the importance of it, and it's a commitment we made years ago.
Sunny Morgan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Vic Raghupathy. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.